helping others respond biblical to trauma. Let's pray together as we start. Father, thank you for the opportunity to be here and to think through this issue of helping others respond biblically to trauma. Pray that you'll help me have the wisdom and the confidence to be clear in speech and clear in voice and clear in thought, to communicate well, to make truth acceptable, and to make your truth acceptable as we think about you and think about the way you want us to change and grow and become more like your son. In your name, amen. So first of all, I want to define trauma. How many of you think you know what the definition of trauma is? That's one of the challenges we have with this whole thing. So let me give you a few definitions, which I found very fascinating and very interesting. Where did I find these? Google and definition of trauma. So, I mean, the same place everybody else does, okay? So a definition of trauma, think of this. It's a deeply disturbing or distressing or disturbing experience. It's an emotional upset. It's a severe emotional or mental distress caused by an experience. It overwhelms the individual's ability to cope. It's the unique individual experience of an event or enduring conditions in which the individual's ability to integrate his or her emotional experience is overwhelmed, or the individual's experience subjectively is there's a threat to life, bodily integrity, or sanity. Here's a component that's really interesting. Trauma is defined by the experience of the survivor. That makes sense? Think about that. It's defined by the experience of the person that went through the trauma. Because two people can undergo the same event and respond differently. We agree with that, don't we? Right? So, do we do anything that's like brand new and unique to us?
No.
What do? We take stuff from everybody and try to put it together in a way, right? But I'm going to really reference a lot of John Henderson's book on abuse, Finding Hope in Christ. So we're going to reference this a lot during this, unashamedly, unabashedly. I'm telling you, where is this, a lot of this lecture come from? It comes from this book called Abuse. And this actually is a story of a counseling case about a couple who she was abused, and the issue became, how did they deal with that in their marriage? So similar to what we talked about last hour and similar to what we're talking about in this hour. Okay, so I'm just very clear on where a lot of this comes from. The experience of abuse or trauma can dramatically and sometimes subtly influence the way in which they see God, see themselves, see family, spouse, relationships. And so I think the components of a definition have to do with there's an experience, there's an event. It's emotional, it's distressing, it's disturbing, and basically it overwhelms the individual's ability to cope. They can't integrate their emotional experience, it's overwhelming, and there may be threats to life, integrity, or sanity. I mean, those are the components, I think, that we see in all the definitions as we think about trauma. Now, I don't necessarily want hands, but how many of you have ever experienced any sort of trauma? Well, the answer is, and we all have, right? We've all experienced some sort of trauma. And who defines whether that's trauma to you? You. Not me, not somebody else, but you, right? So what I would like to do, examples or categories of trauma. And it actually turns out really, really nicely. And I have not the biggest whiteboard in the world, but a small little whiteboard. Here's what I'd like for you to do. Again, I'm all for you working in groups. I love that concept. I think you've also been the weekend pretty much listening and being talked to. So I want you to participate and be a part of this. So I'd like you to, in groups, take a few minutes and talk about, and again, be careful. I'm not asking for inappropriate information, but talk in your group about potentially your experience with trauma. So if you have a personal experience about trauma, share that in the group if you're willing and would do that. All right? So purely voluntary. Got it? We're not making anybody do it, but share your experience with trauma. Secondly, I want you to think about as a group, what are some categories of trauma? How would you categorize it? So we could think about it in a systematic way. All right? That makes sense? And I'm not sure I've got that one totally down. I'd like your help with it. I've got some ideas of my own, but I'd like your help to see what you would do with that. So your experience, if you have one and are willing to share, of trauma. I'm going to share a couple as we move through this. And then how would you categorize trauma? Into what kind of categories, what kind of divisions? How would you do that? How would you think about that? Anybody have any questions? Hopefully you want to participate. That's the goal. Wickert's here. I got to participate. All right. Ready, set, go. So write your categories down so we can put them on the whiteboard and think it through and probably help get to a better place. Okay, let's get back together. So there aren't no right or wrong answers. And I got one other thing you're going to do as a group, so don't worry. I'll let you get back together as a group. So who had any experiences that they'd be willing to share? Trauma. So blood clots to both of her lungs. I'll repeat, blood clots to both of her lungs. Good? Yes, ma'am. A car accident that totaled her car. What else? Physical child abuse. These are examples, right? These are examples of personal, right?
I was in the military and saw people shot and killed. So.
Okay, so in the war, events of people dying, okay? Good. What else? Trauma. Sure. Child leave home without permission. Good. See, we can get really, ooh, that was bad. And we can get, yeah, that's pretty more like the daily stuff of life, right? Are they both trauma? Who defines it? Yeah, the person does, right? Anybody else? You guys want to share anything? Yes, ma'am. Say it again, death threats. Okay, good. So experiences, okay. How about, yes, ma'am. Okay. So a severe illness, okay. All right, so let's talk about how would we categorize this. How do you think about that as a group? What kind of categories do you have? I have some, but I want you, what do you think? What would anybody think about categorizing?
Physical.
Okay, physical's one. Okay, so physical, emotional, and spiritual. Okay, how else did you put it as? How else did anybody else categorize it a different way? What are the kind of categories?
I call it psychological instead of separating spiritual.
Okay, so psychological. Okay, good.
Sexual.
Okay. I think what we're going to do is probably under the physical, we might have a number of subcategories under physical. That makes sense? How else would you do it?
Situational.
Tell me what you mean by that.
The car accident.
Okay, so situational, like the car accident, or like, how could we define that better? Let me see if I...
An event,
right? Or an event. Okay, good. Yes, sir. So the elements of witnessing a severe event. So the event happened to you, or what did you say?
We call it observational.
Observational.
Well, this brother
okay.
You watch something.
So observational, okay. Anybody else? Thoughts?
Like, what would deprivation be?
What do you mean by deprivation?
The emotional support that you need.
Okay. So I'm going to define that a little bit differently. So my definition was losses. I'm making this up, okay, because I couldn't find categories like this. But losses, by the way, could you lose a loved one? Would that be trauma?
Yes.
Right? So grief. Could you lose a job? Would that be trauma?
Yes.
Could you lose a promotion?
Yes.
Could you lose a grade in school? Could you suffer financial loss? Right? Could those all be trauma?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Natural disasters.
So natural disasters, good. Okay, good. there can be, I think we have it up here, is physical. And the physical really is a large component, I think.